Blog Talk Radio.
And at that moment, you'll notice you're not as dead as you thought you were. And you'll realize there's nothing more effective for breaking you free than philosophy in action. And when your intent and your actions are in alignment, you can finally stop pointing fingers at everyone and everything else and harness the power within and commence your empowered life with a mindset that screams, I'm free.
Hi, this is Byron Katie.
Hi, this is Dr. John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Hi, this is Greg Braden.
Hi, this is Joan Borisenko. I'm author of Your Soul's Compass.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Hi, this is James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy. You've tuned in to a radio show that can truly change your life. It's time to break free from the prison of your negative thoughts and release your greatest self. You're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Marabowie.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Marabowie. In the next hour, Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Marabowie.
That's me. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Marabowie. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. I don't care what country you're in, you can participate if you're listening live. You can do it a couple of ways, either through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. Or you can go to our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. There's an instant feedback form you can fill out. It's just basically your name, who you are, where you're from, and your question, shoot it over to you. We get it instantaneously, and we take it as instant feedback also. So, yeah, you could participate. You could call in 877-829-5035. I don't get to a lot of phone calls, I got to admit, but definitely do the feedback. I'm a control freak, people. I'm a control freak. I like to see what we're going in the direction we're taking. We've only got a little while to have these conversations, and I like to keep it flowing. We have a great, great guest coming back, one of my favorites. Elaine Wilkes will be joining us again. We had a conversation with her about her fantastic book, Nature's Secret Messages, Hidden in Plain Sight. She's back because we begged her. We said, please come back, and she came back. We're going to have a great conversation today about understanding the profound messages from your body. I know a lot of you are into this. I am one of those people. But first, of course, I want to thank you all for sharing the information about this show. You're listening to the most listened to internet talk radio show in the USA, and I'm honored to be the host. The host of this has really become a meeting place for today's great thinkers and communicators and a Better Today community. I know you're out there. I know you're participating, and I love it. I want you all to remember, if anything, just remember a simple thing. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. That's what it's about. This change that everyone wants, this is a grassroots change. This starts with you. It doesn't start with anybody else. It starts with you. It isn't real to you until you're living it. It isn't real to you until you're doing it. Change, success, love, hope, all of that, that's nothing you have. It's something you do. It's something we all experience when we live accordingly. Let's do it. In this day and age, if you're embracing your spirituality, I think it's a beautiful thing, but don't let anybody tell you that embracing your spirituality means turning your back on your humanity. It does not. You are not here to transcend the human experience. Believe me, we're all on the timeline here. We're all going to transcend the human experience soon enough. But while you're here, while you're this spiritual being having the human experience, have the human experience. Participate, participate, participate. And don't forget, one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Let's get to the show. I love Elaine Wilkes is a self-proclaimed learning addict. She discovered that nature has a solution to most of our problems today. She's a nutritionist with a master's degree in psychology and a PhD, and it's just, she's amazing. She blends ancient wisdom with modern research, and we're here to talk today about understanding the profound messages from our body. Excited to have her back. Elaine Wilkes, welcome back.
Hello, Steve. I'm really happy to be here.
It's so good to have you back. It's just, it's fantastic. And what you're talking about today hits home with me, and I know it hits home with a lot of the people. Elaine, we are worried. We buy books on how to communicate with others. We buy books on how to relate and have and build prosperous relationships with others and deals and what's she thinking and what's he's thinking. But Elaine, a lot of times we miss the most important relationship, the most important level of communication. That's with us and our bodies. That's within.
Right. Hidden in plain sight, your body is always communicating to you. And it's like, do you see the answers? Are you looking at the signs?
Go ahead. We often miss these signs. Or do we miss them? Do we neglect them? Is it a little of both?
Well, you know what is a perfect analogy to this is the BP oil spill. Because what happened is they had signs the whole time. They had rubber coming out into the oil, and the guy said, is this normal? And they said, it's okay, keep going. They had a pump fail, and they said, it's okay, keep going. There were signs the whole way, and what happens to us, I'm relating this to us, because what happens to us is there are signs, and we ignore them. And then we ignore them, and we keep ignoring them until they become a catastrophe, such as heart disease, such as cancer. These things have been giving us signs the whole day. You don't wake up one morning and go, wow, just today I got cancer. It is happening the whole time, and we're ignoring the signs.
What makes us ignore the signs? Can we not be bothered? And I say us because, folks, I also mean me. I get signs sometimes and not very nice signs from my body. And I know that sometimes I ignore it because, Elaine, I don't have time to know why this is bothering me right now. I got stuff to do. But this is something that this is a fault we have. And maybe if we address these signs early, we can prevent something greater.
Right. Here's a story I have, and it's kind of been around, so I'm sorry if you've heard it already, but there's a guy, and they hire him to saw wood. And the first week they say, oh, my gosh, this guy is the most amazing guy. He was more productive than anyone. He's amazing. And the second week he was kind of not as good. And the third week he was, even doing worse than the other people. And the fourth week he was just the worst one, and they thought, what is wrong? And the guy went to him and he said, do you realize your blade isn't sharp? And he said, I'm too busy to sharpen the blade. I'm sawing wood. And that's what's happening with us. We get too busy. We think, oh, we'll do it later. We'll do it when we have more time. And instead, we need to take the time to say, like, okay, what is this message before it gets too big?
I love it. And this is something that I'm learning. I'm learning a lot from my body since changing my diet and understanding how I was really, Elaine, just poisoning myself, literally poisoning myself. And I wasn't poisoning myself in the sense that I thought was poisoning. I said, Elaine, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I'm not poisoning myself because I have a cheeseburger for breakfast. It's what's for breakfast, and I was poisoning myself. And I didn't realize that until I stopped eating the meat and started eating vegetables and have a very green diet and realized, wow, this is what good feels like. This is what strong feels like. This is what, feeling fit and not lethargic feels like. I didn't realize that I was poisoning myself this whole time. But Elaine, a lot of the times we don't know any better. We don't know to listen to our body. But what I'm learning about our body is that it's so faithful to us. We could really learn so much from it. It doesn't hold grudges. My body at no time did it say, I can't believe you poisoned me all those years. All it did was, oh, you're eating green now? Look, you feel healthy. It just goes to today, and it was just fantastic. Can we learn this? Can we learn something from our bodies being so loyal? Is it a gauge we can always rely on?
I love what you're saying because it's a cause and effect. You're right. Your body isn't judging like, wow, you're so bad for eating whatever. It's just you eat this. There's a cause to it because I can't keep up. There's a cause and effect. It's a knee-jerk response, so to speak. If you put a lot of garbage in, your body has to work harder. If it has to work harder, it'll get more tired. It's just causes. There's not, you know, any judgment about it. And sometimes the causes don't show, I mean, the effects don't show up till later on. I remember last time I said when I was in college, I ate all junk food. I would snack on frost. I would study with a spoon of frosting, just eating frosting. Forget the cake. I just would get a can of frosting and eat frosting. I lived on diet cola. I would have a liter a day. And after college, I moved to Germany, and they didn't have any diet soda. And I was up one night, literally, this is a body sign. I was up one night where I didn't have any diet soda. It was almost like a drug addict. I started shaking, sweating, and like, oh God, can they FedEx me the diet soda? Who can FedEx me the diet soda? Who can do it? You know, I'm thinking, it was that, and since then, I realized the effect of what I was doing to my body. And that effect, like, weakened my digestive system that I paid for later. But that was how strong food can affect your body.
It really is, and it's just, you know, diet soda is another thing, that nasty, nasty stuff I'm starting to learn about. So if we just started doing diet shows and this kind of stuff through conversations we were having with one of our guests, James Redfield, he started talking about eating green, and he wrote the Celestine Prophecy series of books.
Right, right, of course.
And he started talking about eating green, and I was like, whatever, I eat burgers, I feel fine. I still play soccer, I still wrestle around, I'm strong like an ox, you know. And I was doing that whole thing until Elaine. I hit 35 years old, Elaine, and my body said, nah, we don't like this anymore. You feel like crap. You're lethargic. It's the middle of the day. I'm ready for a nap. I haven't done anything to deserve a nap. I'm just ready for one. And suddenly just started feeling nasty, and I needed to adjust what I was eating because my body was demanding it. It had been whispering to me for a long time, Elaine, not just when I turned 35. It was whispering to me for a long time, and it at 35 it started screaming at me.
I love what you're saying, Steve, because that's how I was. I remember this one girl in college said to me, "Do you ever eat vegetables?" And I said, "What?" I mean, okay, I was cocky and everything, but I said, "Why? I'm a great weight. I do bathing suit modeling. Hello, I don't think I need to be eating vegetables. I don't like them." I was just very, you know, I don't really need these. And then it seems like, and just like you, all of a sudden your body kind of, it's like, well, we can't keep doing this. It's like if you keep putting garbage in, garbage in, garbage in, finally the garbage is full.
That's great. You're absolutely right. You keep putting it in, and eventually the garbage is full. And wow, look at this feedback. Folks, I want to tell you, we're speaking to the brilliant Elaine Wilkes. Her website is elainewilkes.com. If you're listening to our website, just click on her name. It takes you right to her website. She's been on the show before. It's talking about nature's secret messages hidden in plain sight. Make sure you can check out the archives. And again, all I ask, everything we do here is for free. All I ask is that you support our author and that you share the information. Elaine is surely going to say something that empowers you, that inspires you, that informs you. Be thankful and then pass it along. Send somebody else ElaineWilkes.com. Send them a link to the website. Send them a copy of her book. Send them a link to a description of the book. Whatever you do, don't keep it to yourself. Don't let the day end that you don't share knowledge, information, and access to information with someone else. Elaine, we're getting so much feedback. I want to get to some of it because there are a lot of people who are asking very valid questions. I've seen at least 7 or 8 people talking about headaches and how they get headaches, and how do they know the different types of headaches? One writes, I thought it was just because I'm sick of my husband. But is it headaches? Headaches are pretty common. I mean, everywhere you go, there's tons of different pills for headaches. But is there a natural way, or what does this specific sign tell you?
Well, I love this because, first of all, with this one guy I know had headaches, and he would just take aspirin and down it with Coke. And he'd keep taking aspirin, down it with Coke, because he didn't have the time to deal with what does this headache do, what does it matter. He just would take the aspirin. And that's a lot like when your car light goes out, you open the hood and smash the light, because you don't have time to fix your car. And so it's the same thing. What happened is the aspirin had caffeine in it, the Coke had caffeine, and it was contributing to his hypertension. And he ended up actually having a stroke. But the thing with headaches are they are a sign for you. First of all, and there are many signs, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not diagnosing, I'm just giving people generalities for them, for things for them to think about. If you're getting headaches, that is a sign. That is what we're going to do today is play the game Clue. Do you remember the game Clue?
Of course.
Okay, it was, you know, you figure out and you go, you know something, it was the baker or the butler in the kitchen with the knife. It's the same thing. It was the MSG in the Chinese restaurant it's the exact same thing. You just play the game Clue.
That's so funny. That's exactly what I did. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Okay, I realize after I eat this, because Elaine, once you start listening, you're listening. And then you can realize almost instantly how much smarter your body is than you are. You start listening immediately, and you notice right after you eat something, oh, wow, this makes me feel this way. This makes me feel this way. Elaine, and can I tell you, every listener right now is laughing. I've even had, like, visualizations. I've had dreams about what food does to me since changing my diet.
Yeah. So I love it. See, that's what's so great is because you're getting in tune. And with the headaches, the first thing to do is play the game Clue. Write down, when are you getting the headaches? Are they only in the morning? Are they only after you eat lunch? Are they after you spend a day painting the sidewalk, you know, the fence or something? What are you doing? What are you eating? How often are they? When do they occur? Because all of a sudden, my mom was really tired. She came to visit me. And she was always tired in the afternoon. She thought, it must be because I'm getting older. And all of a sudden I looked at her and I said, Mom, do you realize you're having bread and she was tired in the late morning. And I said, do you realize you're having bread and eggs and that's you're combining a protein and a starch and it's too much bread? I think it's hard for you to digest that much food and that's making you tired because all your energy is going into your digestion. So we took out the bread, we took out the eggs, and her energy got better. So play the game Clue. First start writing down. What are you doing? What are you eating? The next thing is some headaches are dehydration. Start drinking more water because it can be a lack of water. And you know something? When you think of water and dehydration, think of nature. You know, my books about nature, always look to nature. Look at a plant that is wilted when it doesn't get water. Look at how the grass turns brown when it doesn't get water. It's the same with us. When we don't get water, we wilt.
Wow, I absolutely love it. It's just so much. And folks, thank you so much for all this wonderful feedback. Make sure you're checking out ElaineWilks.com. If you're listening through our site, click on Elaine's name. It takes you right to her website, and it doesn't affect the show at all. So you can click on and you can browse around Elaine's website while you listen to this brilliant woman speak. You know, so much information. Personal question. If I drink plenty throughout the day, I tend not to drink water because I'm just not a fan, but I replace it with seltzer. I read online different takes on that. I'm curious what your take is on drinking seltzer water or soda water, depending on what they call it when you're wherever you're from, compared to regular water.
Now, why don't you drink water? Because you said it's bland?
It's just bland, and it sometimes just leaves a nasty, bland taste in my mouth. It's just nothing entertaining about it for me, and I prefer to just drink carbonated water.
See, I feel the same way you do, and what I do is I add a little bit of flavorings to my juice, to my water. For instance, I'll put sometimes apple cider vinegar with a little bit of honey, raw honey. I love these drinks that are fermented drinks, but anyway, I'll put some of those, like flavored drinks that don't have sugar. I'll add a little bit of that to my water so I can drink the water. So, because you're right, water is bland, and sometimes I don't like that. So that's one thing I'll do. So you have to make it where you'll have the water, you know, so it tastes better. So that's one way I get my water in is by having, sometimes I'll soak cucumbers in a pitcher of water so it tastes better. You have to do something to make your taste better so you have more water. Because, again, look to nature. Think of when there's a river that's all dried up. That's your body. You want water keeps everything moving. So that's why you want the water. Now, as far as seltzer, there is some, you know, controversy over carbonated drinks. Some people say carbonated isn't as good as regular water. So maybe what you could take orange juice and put a little bit, squeeze some orange juice, put a little bit of orange juice in your water. Do something to make your water taste good. And then you'll say, okay, I like this water, because you need the liquids. And the seltzer, and also everything, again, you have to go by your body. How does your body feel after you have it? Are you burping? Are you, if you feel good after it, then that's what's good for you.
Oh, you know I'm asking because it's been telling me something. So it's any bit of advice. Elaine, you know well enough to know that advice is what we ask for when we already know the answer but wish we didn't.
That's kind of why
I'm asking you. I just need a validation because, yeah, you're absolutely right. Again, with the seltzer, it's great. I've been drinking it for years, Elaine. And I said, hey, it's water. It's just carbonated water. I don't have it. There's no sodium in it. It's fine. But, yeah, now I speak for a living. So burping in the middle of a talk is never fun.
You know something else? I just found this thing. Let me go, and I'm going to look in my refrigerator and tell you what it is. I love it. I've been having fermented drinks, and this tastes as good as a pop to me. But it's fermented and alive, and so that's why I like this type of – I love it. This is what I've been having for my water lately. Let's see. This is called Kefira. It's raw organic probiotic lemon ginger, and it comes in green tea. Anyway, something like that is – that tastes better than a soda to me. But that's some way I get in my liquids, too. That's the latest thing out here in California. They're having new live probiotic tasty drinks. That's the latest thing. And I love them, actually.
I love it, folks. Keep your feedback coming. We're going to get to plenty of feedback with Elaine. I think that this is a great family dinner conversation. I can imagine us all sitting at the dinner table with our wonderful guest, Elaine Wilkes. Make sure you check out ElaineWilkes.com. Her book is Nature's Secret Messages, Hidden in Plain Sight. Let's go with Mallory. Mallory's in Cleveland, Ohio. She writes, Steve, I'm laughing listening to what you're saying. I went through the same thing where I could envision the nasty food that I was putting in my body. How do I make food more interesting and more healthy for my young children who 100 times a day ask me for macaroni and cheese out of a box?
I love that question because this is what everyone says, eat more. This, you're coming from someone who only lived on sugar, okay? And someone would say, eat more vegetables. What people think of when they hear more vegetables is a salad. Salads are so boring. Salads are boring.
Right.
It's just, who wants a salad? That's when you can have macaroni and cheese. So here are some ideas. If you do make vegetables, what about adding some apples or raisins or something sweeter to the salad so they'll enjoy it to get them to start eating the vegetables? Another thing I have a great drink called Energy Soup. And what I do is I take two apples, I put greens and water, maybe a little bit of honey and some ginger and lemon, but I blend it in the blender and it looks like a green milkshake. But it looks really pretty, frothy green, like a sherbet or something. And I have that. Like, you can blend things in the blender. I have this amazing blender. You can blend things in the blender. Another thing is you're now not eating a lot of meat. You can take a portobello mushroom and make that be a hamburger in place of a hamburger. And when you put it on a bun with all your, how you make a hamburger, it looks just like a hamburger, only it's with a grilled portobello mushroom.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah, it's like, find ways to make, like this last night my mom made, she's here visiting, she made a cucumber soup where she threw cucumbers in the blender and it was so tasty. I'm trying to think a little bit of onions and garlic, and it was so tasty, and it was so quick to make. Or another thing you can do if they want fruit. Oh, you know what else I did? I took watermelon. I put it in the blender with a little lemon and ginger, and I blended it in the blender. And if you want, you can add a little tiny bit of jalapeno pepper, and it's such a refreshing drink. So there's what you have to think outside the box. How can we make these vegetables taste good? What do they like? And how can we incorporate, like if they like the smoothiness of macaroni and cheese, then maybe blend potatoes in the blender so it kind of looks like that. Or if they, so you kind of have to think of what can we do to make the vegetables taste good? Because if you don't like them, you're not going to eat them. And the vegetables I've been making lately are so tasty that it's all how you prepare them. Get a great sauce. Use, you know, orange is always a good salad dressing. Put that in with some olive oil. Think of a great dressing you can put on it. So you want to make it taste good.
Wow, so many great questions. Do you have a, well, you mentioned recipes and books. Do you have a specific book that you tend to go to, or are you just creative on your own and find what you like?
You know, I love Susan Campbell's DVDs. I sell them on my site. They teach you how to do just really fast meals. I want to do fast. You know, I want to have it not a lot of cleanup, fast, quick. So I like Susan Teton, that's chefteton.com, or I know her DVDs are my site. I like her food. She taught me a lot. I also, you know what I do lately? Go to YouTube, and I'll Google what I want to make. And there's all these videos on how to make it. Lately, I've been making sauerkraut just because it's so good for your digestive system. It'll really help repair your digestion because it's that live fermented food that's so good for you. So I just went on YouTube and looked at all the recipes on YouTube.
Huh. Marco is in Mexico City, Mexico. Marco, you ask a great question because this is something that I kind of encountered too, Marco. Marco says, Steve, I understand the vegetable movement, but I fear a lack of protein. How does she suggest we add protein, and what is her take on protein shakes?
There's certain proteins I like. It depends on the protein. The brands of protein make a difference because some are synthetic and cheap and not so good, whereas others are, they have this a way that isn't, you want the least processing in your protein drinks because if it's processed a lot, I use a whey that's organic, that is not processed, that is, that's just more pure. But some of those drinks that you buy at the grocery store or something, at the drugstore or something like that, I don't like them because they're just too processed and too synthetic. So, and then now they have so many good protein powders out, especially at the health food stores, that are more natural, organic. Look for that when you're buying your protein powder. And then, again, you can mix them up in the blender with fruit. Frozen fruit is good. So I use Undenatured Whey is what it's called.
What's it called?
And I really like it. It's called, I always get confused if it's undenatured or denatured, but what it means is it's a whey that has not been processed. So you want the least, remember we want to stick to nature. You want the least processing possible.
Love it. I had the same thing because I went into a vegetarian diet, and vegetarians often get their protein from beans, but I don't like beans, Elaine. I don't like beans at all. So I'm also scrambling a way to find more protein in my, so you're saying I could keep my vegetarian diet and do the salads and do the vegetables like that, but at the same time, so that I don't crash or feel sluggish from no protein, I could introduce a whey protein shake. Is that something you do once a day, twice a day, or a couple times a week?
Right, you can do that for sure, and just make sure, I'll give you some ideas, Steve, because I don't know if it's good if I name products or not, but just look for a organic, natural whey, and if you're dairy sensitive, because some people are, that would be not technically vegan, but is, you can do a rice protein powder. I love this protein powder I have, and it's a bean protein powder. It's made from black, but it's a Chinese formula, and it tastes so good. It's so tasty. People love it. I do a cleanse, ISO cleanse, and they live on this. They make shakes with this bean protein. And it's so tasty, and it's so good for you because it's made with, it has Chinese herbs in it like Hu Shu Wei, and anyway, these things that are just so healthy for you. Very, very healthy, all organic, super healthy. So that's another thing, like, and that tastes so good. So, and you know what else I love, and maybe this is too far for you, but yesterday I got these sunflower sprouts, and sprouts are high energy, and they're also high in chlorophyll. They're great for protein. But I would definitely try the protein powders with your drinks, yeah.
Awesome, absolutely awesome. And that would make up for the fact that I'm not eating meat or having beans or anything like that, right?
Yeah, and also with beans, you need to soak the beans. I mean, you know, in my book, I talk about soaking the walnuts, because the walnuts, nature's so profound, it puts a little casing, like it's almost like a little bubble nut, bubble wrap over the walnut. It's called an enzyme inhibitor, so the walnut doesn't get wrecked in nature. And then when you wet it, it'll start sprouting, you know, because it releases sprout. Put walnuts in a jar of water and just see how dark the water gets, and then rinse it over, you know, overnight and rinse it. And you're sprouting your walnuts. So it's the same thing as with your beans. You kind of want to soak them for a couple of days to get rid of, so they're not so gassy. And maybe try different beans. It's all how you prepare. You know something? I wish we all had gourmet chefs, because it's all how you prepare it, too, because there's certain beans I can't stand, but there's other beans, some lentils, that I've had people make in soups that are really tasty. So it's all how you prepare it and how you buy it, and if you can find, maybe there might be a local health food store that has soup recipes with beans, or because I know white beans or something like that, I'm with you. No, thank you.
Yeah. I agree, folks.
But there's other ones that are great.
I'm going to take a quick break. We're at the bottom of the hour already. It goes so fast. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're having a great conversation with Eileen Wilkes. She is the author of Nature's Secret Messages, Hidden in Plain Sight. She's also a nutritionist with a master's degree in psychology. And we love Elaine. I know it's never enough time, but we're going to take a quick break. I need a drink. I need to get to some of this feedback, and we'll be back. We're going to take a couple-minute break. Let's listen to a beautiful song. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. John DeMartini, and you are listening to Empowered Living with Steve Maraboli.
Welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. For more information about our wonderful company, A Better Today, the Empowerment Company, our speeches, our programs, seminars, we've got live event schedules, we've got scholarship, charity, programs for our brothers and sisters in the service, veterans. We've got Empowered Women Centers in Central and South America. We've got food drives, clothing drives, blood drives. We've got stuff happening all over the United States and in 46 other countries. So make sure you check out abettertoday.com. All our corporate stuff at stevemaraboli.com. And for every show we have ever done, it's available for download 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. If you prefer to download through iTunes, we have an iTunes page there as well. Again, you can download every show we've ever done 100% free. We're speaking with the great Elaine Wilk. She's an internationally best-selling author of Nature's Secret Messages, Hidden in Plain Sight. We're talking today about understanding the profound messages from our body. I want you to check out her website, ElaineWilks.com. That's ElaineWilks.com. And share. Elaine, we're gonna get to some more feedback. So much wonderful feedback. And people asking some great questions that you must hear all the time because they're so common. But wow. Talking about what your body is telling you, there are people asking about something about our eye puffiness and fingernails. Is this something that's indicative of what you're eating?
I have the best story about that. My sister, I hadn't seen her in a long while. She came to visit. She gets off the plane. I look at her and she has dark circles, black circles underneath her eyes. Black circles. And I thought, what is wrong here? Something is deeply wrong with her because her circles are so dark. And she said to me, Elaine, you know what? I just got back from the doctor and he said I'm perfect on paper. And I felt like saying, on paper you may be perfect, but looking at you, you're not. You know, like there is something wrong with her. And she's kind of sensitive. And I thought, well, I told my family and they thought, well, you know, what can we do or something. 2 weeks later, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and needed a double mastectomy. The thing is the sign was there. Her dark circles were not normal. And when you have dark circles, it can be, I mean, I'm talking dark circles. Hers were black. That's not normal. That could be something serious. But also, just regularly, if you get under eye circles, that can be dehydration. It can be food sensitivities. So see, our body is giving us signs. Bloated eye, I mean, eyes that are all puffy, that can be that you ate too much salt the day before. So red bloodshot eyes are related to the liver. In Chinese medicine, if you have eye problems, they'll start treating your liver. So the whole point is all these things are giving us signs that are there, hidden in plain sight.
Wow, it's incredible when you think, you know, we're not really taught this. I got to say, I pay attention to what we're taught. We're not really taught this in this way. We're taught about, you know, nutrition to a certain point, but not to the depth of this, to really understand that our body's in constant communication with us and that there are signs with everything. I mean, you talk about the signs with your urination, your digestive problems.
Yeah. Are you ready to go there, Steve?
I'm ready.
Literally. Are you ready? Urination and bowel movements are the best test you can give yourself. Because if your urination, it should be like a pale lemonade. And if it's not, if it's really dark, chances are you're dehydrated. So that's a quick sign you can just look. If you're having dark urination, you're probably dehydrated. If your urination is bright yellow or something, that could be from medications or vitamins can sometimes cause that. But so look to see your color of urination, your stools. Are you having a bowel movement every day? Look in nature. There are no constipated tigers in nature. Look at horses, how much they have bowel movements. They are not constipated. In nature, constipation is a sign that your digestion isn't working, that something's not working. You may be needing to have more fiber, more exercise, more water, but that's a sign that you want to get when it's before, like the BP oil spill, you want to get before it becomes a catastrophe.
Is it ever too late? I mean, I guess at some point it is, but for the most part, We have the ability to change this around. If we are having trouble with our eyes, if we are having the signs of urination and digestive problems, we can turn this around.
Oh, I talked to this woman. I don't know if I mentioned it last time or not. She was down to 60 pounds. They sent her home. And she said, you know, it's hopeless. They said, there's no hope for me. And her daughter said, no, no, Mom, I'm going to help you. And she said, no, it's hopeless. So her daughter ended up giving her, in every 15 minutes through an eyedropper, fresh green juices. And then slowly she got better, so they would spoon feed her. And now that was 10, 12 years ago, and she's healthy, and she lectures on how she helped herself heal from cancer. My friend, a really good friend of mine, had stage 4 brain cancer. Stage 4 brain cancer, you know, you would think could be hopeless. That was 4 years ago. He learned everything about food, and it sounds so amazing, like unbelievable, but he didn't do it with drugs. He didn't heal himself with drugs. He turned everything around and let his body knowledge take over. And now he also lectures all about how he had stage 4 brain cancer, and he has the tests and the results and everything to prove it. So no, it's not hopeless. Everybody, there's always hope out there. Your body is brilliant, just like nature is profoundly brilliant. Give your body what it needs, and it'll start taking care of itself.
And as our bodies change, as our bodies change, we can change with it as long as we're listening.
Yeah, exactly. And also sometimes people think, oh, it's just because I'm getting older and that's why I'm tired. But really, it's because maybe you're not exercising as much. You know, sometimes people give the excuse of, well, I have a belly, and that's just because all people in their 50s have a belly or something. And that's necessarily not true. It could be because you just don't exercise anymore. And speaking of bellies, by the way, and a sign of a sign hidden in plain sight, there was a study out that says your waist size predicts your diabetes risk. Women who have, for a 30 to 31 inch waist, 2.5 times higher chance of getting diabetes. If your waist is 38 inches or larger, you have a 6 times higher chance of getting diabetes. So that's a sign. If your waist starts getting huge, that's a sign that something else could be happening.
Who do we got here? Heather, we have Heather. Where are you at, Heather? She's in Portland, Oregon. She writes, Steve, excellent show. I agree. I love Elaine Wilkes, and we'll definitely pass her information along. Could you ask her about over-the-counter products to address certain body issues? I get gashes because I eat a vegetarian diet, and I thought it just comes along with it. Does it not just come along with it? I just take a couple of gas pills, and it makes it go away. I haven't had any issues. I feel fine. But I do notice that I am very gaseous, and that's why I had to get her pill. I was curious on what she thought of this. Should I make adjustments to my diet, or are these pills serving a valid function?
You know, I don't know what pills she's taking, but the thing is if that is a sign, and what that could be is I would look at what she's eating, because certain things definitely cause gas. You know, there's certain foods. I know dairy causes gas. Have her look at if she's eating dairy. Dairy can cause gas, red wine, dark beer, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. You know, some of those things can cause gas. So that's the first thing, is look at what she's eating, and she can adjust her diet. Because the thing is when you start taking pills, people do this for acid indigestion too. I have acid indigestion, so I'll just take a pill. Well, what that pill does is actually block what the body's trying to do. And you don't want to do that. The body is much more wise than an acid indigestion pill. And so I don't know what she's taking, and I don't know if it's natural. I don't know if it's synthetic. But generally, I would look to it. I would start researching of all the things that could be causing her gas. And that's, you know, you do have gas throughout the day. But if it's abnormal gas, then there's something to look into. So look at her diet. Look at... I'm going to think of other things I had. I know beans, onions, gas. Oh, you know what else causes gas? Is eating too fast. Slow down when you eat. When you eat too fast, that will cause gas also. So those are just some ideas to get her started. But no, you know something, Heather? Check into other things, because when you don't want to rely on something, because it gets your body too used to it. You know, I heard when you take some thyroid drugs, which I'm not going to get into, but I'm just saying what has been said, is that your thyroid says, hey, you're doing the work. You know something? Then I'm just going to shut down here because you do the work. you know, and it makes your body lazy. They said in nature is the same way. When they would take too much care of the plants, sometimes the plants got lazy. You know, the plants can weather the storm. They can do these things, and same with us. We want to get our bodies working to full function.
What are some ideas of how to eat slower? What is eating fast, and what is eating slow, and how would one slow down the way that they eat?
You know, I love this, because when you eat slower, first of all, why are you eating so fast? We were at the mall the other day, and I looked at this guy eating, and he was shoveling food in his mouth. Like, just like, oh, my God, is the world coming to an end? And he has to eat all the food? What's happening? It was just shoveling. And the thing is basically when you eat that fast, your body doesn't give you, it takes 20 minutes for your body to give you the sign that, hey, I'm full, stop eating. And so your body can't do that because you're just shoveling in food too fast. And so you end up overeating, number one. And number two, by the way, I have a sign when I eat too much, my nose starts running. And the minute my nose runs, I know I have to stop. And it was actually in food. And I thought, because I noticed it, I thought, why does my nose run? And then I read the book Digestion for Dummies that said if your nose runs, it means you've ate too much. And I thought, I knew it. I thought that was a sign. So it's the same thing.
That's incredible. If your nose runs, you're eating too
much. It's like there are certain signs that your body is giving you that you just have to be aware, like, now why is this always happening? You know, why is it? So as far as eating slower, it's funny. I think I mentioned this last time. I've gone to meditation classes where you just, you know, eat. You have a grape and you put it in your mouth and you feel the texture and you do, you know, and everyone says, oh, that's too much. But on the other hand, the slower you eat, the less you'll probably end up eating. And just chew your food, because some people have one bite and they're putting something else in. Maybe like chew your food till it's, they always say juice your food, chew your juice, meaning like juice, the digestion starts in the mouth. So you want to make your food more juiced so you can get the digestion juices going, which prepares it for the colon.
What do you think about those juicers you always see on TV in the early hours of the morning? You know, that'll blend up and juice up your vegetables and stuff. Do you use stuff like that?
You know, I do. I have to say, I've put people on cleanses, and there's a thing called IsoCleanse, and it's like what all the celebrities do out here. And after 2 weeks of juicing, it's kind of like your mainlining juices, but you have to have it supervised, I think. But anyway, but to have juices, I think having green juices to get your greens in makes your skin amazing. That's another sign. If your eyes are white, the color is clear, your skin is really clear, that's a sign you're healthy. And I remember I was juicing every day, and it does take, the problem with juicing, now I just put it in the blender, but the problem with juicing is it takes a lot of time and a lot of cleanup. But I had this big TV show or something, and so I was juicing every day, and people on the street would come up to me and say, how come your skin looks so good? What are you doing to your skin? What? And it was so funny, because I would say, no, I'm not using any product, it's juice. And they would go, oh, because they wanted a cream instead of juicing. But when you do have fresh green juices, your skin will look amazing. So the downside is it does take time, but wow, you can really see a difference in your skin, in your eye color, in everything. Huge. One guy during a cleanse where they were juicing all the time, I saw him 2 weeks later, I was like, are you the same person? His skin was glowing. Another thing they talked about at the cleanse is they would wake up without bad breath because their body was so clean. So that's another sign. If you're having bad breath, that's a sign. It's probably digestive issues.
There's just so much. There's so much. And folks, I want to tell you that I'll never get to all of this feedback. But here's the good news. I don't have to. You can check out ElaineWilks.com. That's ElaineWilks.com. She's got a fantastic book out, Nature's Secret Messages Hidden in Plain Sight. It's all about this. Elaine is absolutely brilliant. She's been doing this for a long time. She's a nutritionist with a master's degree in psychology. What it is, what I love about Elaine's book is that she takes this information. We get to benefit from all her information. She takes this information, and she understands it so well that she lays it out for you and for me in such simple, practical ideas and ways, and she's great at telling stories. Make sure you check out ElaineWilks.com. That's ElaineWilks.com. Let's see. Tina. Tina's in New Mexico. She writes, Steve, I always want to approach eating healthier with my family, but I'm married to a quote-unquote man's man, and he wants his burgers and he wants his fries, and my children see this and want the same. Do I just take the stand and don't make it available in my home? Is it a gradual transition? What's the best way to do this in a quick amount of time? Because I see my children who should be playing outside, I see them sitting on the couch, and I don't want to have overweight children. Please help. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. You know what they found? That kids who are depressed or kids who have ADD, if they go out in nature, their ADD is actually lessened, and so is their depression. And so kids need more green time rather than screen time. And she's right. Now, one of those things, see, that's a tough one because I don't know her family or anything. And also what I say is when I go to all these school functions and they say, oh, the kids are overweight, I say, but it begins with the mother. Look at the mother. There, the kids aren't the ones cooking. You know, the kids aren't coming home like, hey, I think I'll cook this for dinner most of the times. It's the mother cooking. So that is a tough, that's a tricky thing. What would you think, Steve? I think that's when you really need to go into a meditation, really think for yourself, how can I do this? If you make tasty recipes, they'll like them. There are so many tasty alternatives now that you can get that are so tasty that they'll say, okay, I like these, you know? Because, each family is so different. So for me to say, like, just, you know, go on, slowly do it or whatever, it's too hard. I'd have to talk to her, and then we'd have to really come up with ideas. But generally, that's when you really need to, this is a sign for her to say, she sees something's wrong. She sees that this, and she says, I don't want my kids to get fat. So now that's a sign. So now it's time for her to say, like, okay, now what would be the best thing? And I think she knows. You know, the thing is people, you know what's so great, Steve? I'll coach someone and I say, what do you think you should do? And they'll say, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. And I'll say, if you did know, what do you think you would do? And they'll say, well, basically. And they give this whole elaborate plan that they know exactly the answer. So I think you know the answer. I think she knows what to do. I think she has the answer inside of her, and she knows. And that's when you go to yourself, you go to your gut, you go to your intuition and say, what do I do here? And she'll know.
Is there, and I'm not sure if this is, Elaine's the one to ask for this, but maybe she is, but I'll ask the question, Jennifer, in Ottawa, Canada. She writes, what about eating with autism? Is there a certain way that someone with autism should be eating? I've read tons of books about it, but they all argue back and forth. I was curious if Elaine, in her experience, had dealt with this.
I greatly believe that diet affects autism. I think if kids get too much sugar, if they have chemicals, I think that now there's studies out saying that it does affect them. I know Jenny McCarthy has a whole thing about diet and how she's helped her son with autism. I've seen diet work wonders with people, and I think there could be food allergies. Food allergies can affect kids greatly in how they think, how they are. Yes, absolutely. I personally believe that, yes, it does affect autism. Yes.
Have we always, I hear this term a lot, food allergies. Have we always been allergic to different foods? I don't remember hearing that until an adult. Maybe it's just because I wasn't interested in the topic until I was an adult. But has this always been a thing, food allergies?
You know, Steve, you bring up such a good point. Not only food allergies, but autism. Who had autism when we were growing up?
Right.
You know, and how many heavy kids, now there's so many overweight kids, how many really heavy kids were in your classroom growing up? I think what's happening is there's getting so many, the chemicals in the foods, the processing, the way the foods are made, there's so many things going on that we just didn't have growing up.
It really is poison, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, Elaine, but when I started looking into this, and I started looking into it because I thought, you know, I had a couple of guests on who I thought were a little bit of an extremist. I was like, all right, you know, they're not putting crap in our food. That's, And I looked online and I did research. Elaine, they're doing it. They're putting crap in our food. And a lot of the stuff they put in our food is banned in other countries. There's a couple of things that are in the poison list in other countries that they say they shovel to us with no problem. And we do have to be really careful about it. When we had you on, and I take notes when I have authors that I'm really interested in what they're saying, I take notes. And when I go to my Elaine Wilkes page of notes, you say something really, really powerful for me that says, you know, eat something that looks closest to how it looks in nature. And I think that that's a very, very vital step and vital gauge to keep in mind when selecting your food.
Right. Food governs your destiny. What you're eating today will be creating your body for tomorrow. Where you're eating now can create, you know, when I speak, I don't have a big pasta lunch because I know that's going to make me tired and I want to have energy. You know, it's like what you eat now will affect you within 3 hours, 4 hours. And if that affects you mentally, of course it would affect people with autism. You know, speaking of autism, I trained with this guy, Johnny Seitz, and he actually could read. He's a man who's a highly functioning man with autism, and he actually could read body signs. He would read people's bodies because he had autism that he was so afraid of people, he would have to learn to read their bodies to know how to deal with them. And now he teaches how to read people's bodies, which I write in my book a little bit about, which is another sign hidden in plain sight, watching people's, how they stand. You know, people who stand with their legs like a tripod really far apart, those are people who are kind of firm in the ground, and they can be more people firm in their decisions. It's too much to explain now, but it's, again, more signs watching people's body languages. There are so many clues out there hidden in plain sight. When I coach people, I look at what they say. When they say, you know something, I'm going to try and diet, or I don't like the word diet because I don't believe in them, but I'm going to try and lose weight. When they say try, I know it's not going to happen.
It
you
can't.
Know, if you're
They've
getting married... Yeah, when you're getting married,
that they'd fail.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said they've using the word try. They've already implied resistance and already made a subconscious promise to themselves that they'd fail.
Yes, exactly. Sorry, I have a bad connection with my headset with it. But another thing is, when you get married, you stand up before everyone and say, "You know something? I'm going to try and give this relationship a go." You say, "I do." You know, and that's a big difference. You make a commitment, I do, versus, you know, I'm going to give it a try.
I love it. Folks, again, Elaine Wilkes comes on the show and we become subject victims of Albert Einstein's theory of relativity because this hour has flown by like just a minute. And Elaine, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to thank you for being so wonderful and sharing your insights and wisdom with us. And thank you for writing the fantastic book, Nature's Secret Messages, Hidden in Plain Sight. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I love your energy so much. It's always a pleasure.
Folks, again, I want you to go to ElaineWilkes.com, ElaineWilkes.com. Today's show is only an hour-long show, no feedback hour. I didn't want to cancel today's show because, I tell you, for selfish reasons, I absolutely love speaking with Elaine. So make sure you check out ElaineWilkes.com. That's ElaineWilkes.com. We'll go back to two-hour shows next week. Check out EmpoweredLivingRadio.com for our upcoming guests. We have some amazing guests coming on the show. And remember, I love authors like this. These are the authors we need to support. In a world where the self-help movement and the self-help section of your bookstore, really a lot of those books belong in the fiction section, this one isn't one of them. We need to learn to empower ourselves, how we're fueling our bodies, our minds, so to take us to the next level. We're always talking about this journey we're on, this journey towards whatever it is this journey toward you're on is. Just remember how you're fueling your body for this journey. And check out ElaineWilkes.com. That's ElaineWilkes.com. Her book is Nature's Secret Messages, Hidden in Plain Sight. Don't you dare let today end. Don't you dare let today end without passing along Elaine's information to at least 3 people. Make it 4 people, make it 5 people, but don't you dare let today end that you take this wonderful information and keep it to yourself. I've seen at least 100 people feedback me during this show. All those 100 people, I fully expect you to pass along this wonderful information. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out the website of our wonderful guest, ElaineWilks.com. That's ElaineWilks.com. And you can check out our website, EmpoweredLivingRadio.com. If you missed any part of this wonderful conversation, I want you to have a great weekend. I want you to go out there and participate. Remember, it's when your intent and your actions are in alignment that you are speaking directly to God. We'll see you next time, folks.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.